I'm Arlene Westerhoff, and welcome to the Prophesy Impact Podcast, the podcast for those who want more. More of walking out your calling with God, more of knowing His ways through hearing His voice, and more of Him being able to use you to impact your world. Wayne Gretzky was possibly the greatest ice hockey player in the history of the game, and when asked one day by an interviewer what made him so good, he said, "It's because I don't stand where the puck is like everybody else. I go and position myself where I know that the puck is going to be, and when it gets there, I'm ready to strike." I want to help you to know what God is doing, especially outside the walls of the church in the marketplace, the world of work, so that you can position yourself for impact. Today, I'm beginning a series in which we're going to talk about tipping point moments. Tipping point moments in the world and in our lives. Now, the tricky thing about tipping points is that often we don't even recognize we're in them until they're over. And it's that ability, the ability to recognize these tipping points, that will put us on the path to impact and keep us there. Now, there's no doubt that we're at a tipping point moment in history. Many think that the COVID-19 virus has caused this. However, that's not true. COVID has just catalyzed it. But even before the virus, we were already approaching a tipping point on a global scale. The tipping point we're now in is being caused by the current technological revolution. New technologies like artificial intelligence, self-driving cars, and 3D printing are all irreversibly changing the way we live and communicate with each other. In a previous tipping point moment a few centuries ago, it can be said that if you had put someone who lived in 1480 in a time capsule and transported them 40 years into the future to 1520, they wouldn't have recognized what the world had become when they got out. Why? Because between 1480 and 1520, some key things happened that changed the face of the known world back then. The Protestant Reformation, fueled by the teachings of Martin Luther and John Calvin, had happened. Before that, there had only been one dominant church in the Western world, the Roman Catholic Church. The Gutenberg Press was invented, and books, including the articles with the teachings of John Calvin, could now be printed and sent throughout all of Europe. And Christopher Columbus had sailed to the Americas and discovered that the world wasn't flat like many people thought it was, but round. All of these things changed the world at that time irreversibly, and we're still feeling the effects of them today. This time around, the changes, however, are going to be even greater. And this is because of three things. Number one, we're living in an interconnected world, and the speed of change is unlike anything we've ever seen before in history. Number two, the digital revolution that we're now in is causing unprecedented paradigm shifts in economics, business, society, and in our individual lives, and all at the same time. It's not only changing what and how we do things, but how we see ourselves and who we think we are. And thirdly, entire systems, government, family, economics, business, media, and education are being transformed even as you're listening to this podcast. Now, not many realize the magnitude of the change we're in. And one of the biggest mistakes that we can make is to think that if we sit tight and ride out the COVID-19 storm, that we'll be able to go back to doing business as usual once things are done. I've got news for you. Things are never going to be the same again when we come out of this crisis. I'll be talking about some of the changes that we can expect and what to do in future episodes. However, just like there are tipping point moments now in our societies, there are also tipping point moments in our lives. And these moments are doors to the new opportunities that God has for us. In order to move into the fullness of God, we need to recognize these opportunities. One of these situations in Scripture is the story of Abraham's father, Terah. In Genesis 11:31 we read, "And Terah took his son Abram, and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. And so the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran." Now, the Bible doesn't tell us what prompted Terah to leave where he was living in Ur of the Chaldeans and set out for the land of Canaan. But back then, this was a huge move. Maybe it was because he had heard there were opportunities for him in Canaan that didn't exist for him in Ur. Or maybe it was just because he had a gnawing feeling that kept growing stronger that there was more for him out there than what he was already experiencing walking in. This journey was a tipping point moment for Terah. However, he allowed himself to get stuck halfway between Ur and Canaan in a place called Haran and eventually died there. Abraham, however, was different. God called him and didn't tell him where he was supposed to go. God just said, "Leave." In Abraham's case, God wanted to create a new people that had never existed before on the earth, a people through whom all the families of the earth would be blessed. And in Abraham, God found someone who was willing to step out of what he knew, step out of his comfort zone, and go. And that was the beginning of Abraham's adventure with God. This is an important key to recognizing tipping point opportunities in our lives. When God wants to do something new, he'll call us to leave the things we know and set out on a journey with him. He does this to prevent us from settling back into our old patterns of thinking and behavior and to cause us to cling only to him. Years ago, I experienced the same thing personally when I was coming to the end of my PhD studies in chemistry. Back then, even though I knew the Lord, I had my life mapped out, and it didn't include leaving my family or Canada, the country I'd grown up in and loved. However, in the midst of the last year of my PhD, God started to speak. Many times when I had my quiet time and read my Bible, God caused the same verse to jump out at me. And it's from Hebrews 10, verse 38. "And my righteous ones will live by faith, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away." Now that was confronting. Slowly but surely, I started to get uncomfortable with where I was as I realized that God was calling me to leave my family and friends in Canada and to go and to live abroad in a country that he hadn't shown me yet. Now, I could have chosen to say no, and God would still have loved me. However, I knew that if I said no, I'd be settling for less than the more that God had for me. It was around this time that God reminded me of something that I'd heard at a missions conference years before. Billy Graham was one of the speakers back then, and he said that Africa was no longer the dark continent of the world, but Europe was. And why was that? It's because Europe hadn't experienced a spiritual awakening in at least 100 years. It was then that I started to pray, "Lord, I'm willing to go where you send me. But please make it clear so that even I can't miss it." Back then, I didn't know how to hear the voice of the Lord. After my PhD, the doors opened for me to go and work at the University of London in England. And during the 2 years that I was there, I had a sense that I was geographically closer to where God wanted me to be, but that I wasn't quite there yet. And so I kept praying. And towards the end of my time in London, I got a call from a large multinational corporation in Amsterdam asking me to come and interview with them for a job as an expatriate. I wound up getting that job, and when I arrived in Amsterdam to start my work there, for the first time in my life, I heard the audible voice of God, and he said, "You're home." I'll never forget that moment. It was a man's voice, and I looked behind me to see who was there, but there wasn't anyone. And then I heard the voice again, You asked me to tell you when you'd arrived in the place I had for you, and I'm telling you that you're home. That was when I knew, without a doubt, that God was calling me to Amsterdam and to the Netherlands, and since then, I, together with my husband, who's Dutch, by the way, have seen measurable positive change come to the Red Light District. We've planted a cutting-edge apostolic center that has influence nationally and internationally, and that's seeing people released to use their gifts in every one of the spheres of influence in society. In addition to pastoring these days, I also lead an economic think tank that's helping to change the economies of the world and a national and European prophetic council. My life is having an impact now that I could never have imagined back then. Maybe you've lost your job recently, or maybe God is calling you to change jobs, or to move, or to reposition yourself. Maybe you've got a gnawing feeling that's increasing, that God has got more for you, but you don't know how to access it. These are all signals that you are on the verge of a tipping point. Your new adventure with God will start as you pray the dangerous prayer that I'm going to share with you now. Why is it a dangerous prayer? Because it's a prayer that I can guarantee you that God will hear and answer. And that is, Lord, I am willing to go where you send me and to do what you call me to do. As you listen and do what God tells you, your life will start to have a level of impact that is beyond what you can see and imagine. I'm living proof of that. And through this Prophesy Impact broadcast, I want to show you how. Thank you for joining me on the Prophesy Impact podcast. Whatever stage you're at in your life right now, there is more. It's God's time for you and for your nation, and it is time to prophesy impact. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, I've written a powerful book that will help you to impact your world through prophetic revelation. You can get your free chapter now by visiting my website, arlenewesterhoff.com/impact.